Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray, and we are on The Startup. Today, we have three amazing honey. They're going to be able to help us put it all together. First up, we have Dr. E. Lance McCarthy. How you doing, Dr. Lance? Oh, you gotta hit the microphone. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. How you doing, Dr. Lance?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
We're making it happen, you know, one day at a time.
Awesome, awesome. I congratulate you on all the great shows you've been doing. I've been following you, and it's very important that we help the startup community because 80% of all jobs come from small business. And so it is very important, the work that you do to help create and grow small businesses, because that helps stimulate the economy.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, your followership, as we call it. And I've been following you. You're a dynamic pillar in the financial community, just the community in general. I don't think a lot of people know who you are. And you're kind of like this larger than life money figure, but you fly under the radar. Why don't you tell people who don't know who Dr. Lance is, you know, give them a little briefing on your bio.
Great. Again, thanks for being on the show. My name is Dr. E. Lance McCarthy. I'm an economist. I actually started my economic research in the Clinton administration. I tell people that I'm paid to read and write and give you my opinion. So I get to study the entire economy in all sectors of the economy to look at what are the trends, what are the financial opportunities, what are the technology. So starting back in the Clinton administration, I was able to go around the country and look at military technology and look how you shift that to the private sector. I was very strong in that. Fast forward, I was also on President Obama's African American Business Task Force to look at how you grow minority businesses. I tell people that 25% of my background is research and 75% is in actual implementation and documentation. I did a TED Talk about 6 years ago called African Americans and Technology, showing how we take abreast and take opportunities from that perspective. I did about 6 years ago, actually this month, actually today. The Ferguson unrest happened, and the whole world saw the injustices around Ferguson. We wanted to create an economic solution versus a social solution. We created Ferguson 1000. Ferguson 1000 creates 1,000 jobs. We went around the country, Ferguson, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Miami, Detroit, 8 cities around the country to help stimulate the economy and move the agenda forward. And most recently, with the COVID epidemic, we created the Minority Development Task Force on COVID Solutions to look at how we could help small businesses attract capital, attract contracts and contacts to be able to do it. And lastly, I wrote a book called Wall Street to the Hood. And the book is about economic development all across the country and how you build an economy on what I call FIT, Finance International Technology, and being able to do that. So I'm very blessed to go all around the country, share with ideas of how you can stimulate small business and also how you can move agendas forward. And it's very happy to be on your show today.
Well, you know, you're really a time person. I mean, that was, you know, on point when you were doing it. But I think right now, this moment in America, with tech, with access to, you know, more funds than ever, with stimulus packages and with information, I think that now the time is here to match the efforts of what many people in the community, in all communities, are trying to do and be able to grow their business. What practical, like, today things you can do to people who maybe have a stimulus check, they don't know how to use it? What are the first few steps of starting a business to find the most important steps?
The first thing is always finance, and I call myself Dr. Finance. If you don't know your banker, you don't have a bank. You need to have your banker on speed dial, being able to go talk with him or her at least once a month, just updating them on what you're doing. Because we have a relationship versus a grid, you're able to make more things. So first of all, find your banker. And I really suggest some of the smaller independent banks because they can move much quicker and much easier than your larger banks. So first thing is to find your bank and find a banker that you can talk to all the time. The second, and I call this again, Get Fit, Finance International Technology. The second is international. We have three World Trade Centers all around the country, all around the world. There are 300 World Trade Centers that are free of charge because you're taxpayers. You can go there and tell them what product that you have. I tell people you may live local, but you're global. And so being able to partner with World Trade Centers, you're able to sell your products and services all around the world. Don't be limited to your local markets. And then lastly, of the Get Fit, FIT, is technology. Either you have a technology company or you find how technology can help your company. There are all kinds of internships out here. Young kids are always looking for ways that they can partner with you. And so you got to stay abreast. If you don't, make sure you have a technology person in your backyard that's helping you move the forward. So again, the first three things are Get Fit, finance, banker, international, World Trade Centers to sell your product globally, and technology. Either you are doing technology or you have someone helping you do that.
And I like that you put that into the immediate three. Of course, you've got to get money. Really great tip on to know your banker. And right now, banks are working with people more than ever.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So because of the stimulus package of COVID, we've had two rounds of stimulus packages. And both of them, well, one is for 1 million PPE and the other is 2 million. But what's been so great about it is that 10,000 of it is forgivable. So you go online, you apply, you find out right there. It goes right into your account. I've seen people go as fast as 3 days, some 7 days, because the government realizes if we incentivize small business and we can incentivize consumers, they go out and spend money. So it's one of the best times, I believe, in history that banks and government are working together, really helping people stimulate their businesses. Because quite honestly, some of the businesses closed aren't going to open back up, but there's tons of opportunities when there is controversy. If you look historical perspective, when there has been challenges in the economy, people rose up. And we're at that time right now with COVID, being able to look at opportunities all around the world, and being small business can be just as big as big business.
Yeah, you make a really good point about rise up. I can't remember when I've ever been busier. You're a busy guy, too.
Yes.
It feels like everyone's kind of at home and honing on. You're just busy. What? Do you have any? Okay, so like you said the fit, right? I think it back on track of what you just said. With the technology, are you finding that because we're all at home, you need to have a website? And some people are afraid of it.
Yes, you have to have a web presence. I mean, that's what's called a World Wide Web. People don't know how to get to you. They can't buy your product. More than ever, we're at home. More than ever, we're using our smartphones and computers to collaborate and work together. And so, therefore, everyone has to do it. There is a site called Elance, ironically, like freelance. And it allows you to go on there and connect with other consultants and other people in order to help you. You don't have to do everything yourself now. There's so many independent consultants that will help you move your product forward. There's so many resources now. I mean, as you said, the last 3 months based on COVID, I've never seen this much opportunity, particularly for small business. Not only government, the private sector is doing it too. Corporations are pledging money like never before. Celebrities are pledging money. I mean, it's really a great time for small businesses. And so what I advocate and what I promote to small business is joint venture. You don't have to do it all yourself. Find a larger company that does with you and say, how can I work with you? Find actual competitors. Sometimes you can work together to move the agenda forward. But look at how you can joint venture. You cannot do everything alone. You cannot do everything by yourself. There's all kinds of people out here looking to partner with you. And every company should have some kind of joint venture or strategic partner that will help you grow.
Thank you for pointing that out. You know, that's a really good point. And I remember, you know, when I was first launching the wine papers, I had to really look at the psychology of the company. And it's like, oh, I can do it. I got it. I can handle it. I'll just work around the clock. You need help. You can't do it alone. And, you know, once you let your ego kind of die in that way, you realize you don't want to do it all. You want to be good at what you're good at. You want to delegate out what needs to be delegated.
I totally agree. You can't win a Super Bowl. You can't win a championship by yourself. Even if you're LeBron, LeBron needs a team. And people are looking to partner with great ideas. If you have a great idea, always, first of all, assess the market. Two perspectives. Find out who the competition is. Find out when did they start, how did they do, and what they did to grow. And then pattern yourself after that or call them up and see how you can join venture. I'm telling you, people are looking to strategically align themselves. 78% of people globally do some type of joint venture. And we have to understand that. It's nothing wrong with having a partner. You don't have to own 100% of everything. Give up some equity or put together a joint venture, and I guarantee you'll move much faster and grow much faster. And sometimes when you're doing a joint venture, they'll let you lose their balance sheet, all kinds of things, because it's kind of difficult for a startup to get capital because you don't have any record yet. But if you join venture with someone, sometimes they'll let you use their financials to get access to capital and contracts and things of that nature. So again, if I can nail anything in anyone's head today, please look at joint venturing and getting you a partnership.
I like that. Doctor Les, what are you really excited about? So it's August, what's today? August 10th, I've lost track. It's August 9th or 10th. And what, in like 3 months, are almost around Christmas and Thanksgiving, you feel is going to be on fire?
I'm excited about a lot of things, more so technology. I always come back to technology. There are so many opportunities that are happening out here. When there's a crisis, there's a solution. So we have created a national partnership with two temperature testing kiosks. Why do you need temperature testing kiosks? People need to feel safe in going into companies and organizations, and their employees need to be tested every day. So we have temperature testing kiosks that track that data and move the agenda forward. So we're excited about that. Again, when you can solve a problem, you're able to have a viable business. One of the things we're excited about is a cancer diagnostic machine. We know that cancer is prevalent. We know that it's rampant addition to all kinds of diseases. We have one of the top in the country that are able to assist in diagnosing cancer. So again, a wise man always told me, look at a problem and then come with a solution from that perspective. We also are dealing with a minority firm, what we call Urban Uber. They're not just doing individual rides. They're doing rides to hospitals, et cetera, because we know sometimes people can't get to their doctor, but they have insurance. So they're looking at a commercial contract in order to move the agenda forward. You can Google the top 20 trends of 2020 and 2021, and it will show you what's happening. Yes, we lost over 60 million jobs during COVID. But it's going to be 80 million jobs created. You got to look at the opportunity. If you are an entrepreneur, you have to know how to pivot. When COVID first happened, some of the restaurants were selling sugar, selling salt, selling napkins. You got to pivot based on problems and what are the demands. You got to be agile. And when you're a startup, when you're a small company, you can pivot much faster than a larger company. So again, I'm excited about all the opportunities that are coming out, not only of COVID, that are coming out of technology to connect people globally. It used to be 6 degrees of separation. Now it's 1 degree of connection to anybody you want to connect to in the world. And I don't care how much money you got, you still want to make more. And so people are always looking for ideas. That's actually more money than ideas. If you're fortunate enough to have an idea, I believe that you can grow your company with the right strategy.
Wow. That's a lot of, that's super dynamic. Mm-hmm. Someone was telling me about buying up domain names, and you can't get a COVID-related domain name right now to save it because people have bought it up. And that is kind of a signal to where we're headed. So tell us more about the thermal technology. I would love to know more. How much can you share?
Yes, and then I'll also talk about domains too. For reference to thermal technology, they take your temperature by facial recognition. So once you're into the system, every day you can be checked. So for instance, we have specific temperature testing kiosks for schools. So it tests the students every day, it tests the teachers every day, and it goes right to the chancellor, and they can track everyone. So if you do have a temperature, something of that nature, they can move you over to testing and you can make that happen. The same thing in restaurants, the same thing in hotels. So it's allowing people to feel comfortable by getting their facial recognition and aggregate data that we get every day. And so that's one of the best things that are happening to make people feel safe from that perspective. Back to domains. As you know, there are generic domains. Everyone doesn't have to have .com. I'm going to tell you a real quick story about domains. I have a young guy, again, remember to connect with the youth. This young guy had never heard of Balenciaga. He heard it on the rapper's Future. And Future said, I'm not going to wear $700 Balenciaga socks and shoes anymore. This little young guy from the hood knew nothing about Balenciaga. Well, you know, it's a $50 billion company. He went online and bought the domain. Never heard of him before. So they came to him. They tried to say, you know, infringement rights and things of that nature. And he said, no. They bought it back for him for $50,000. He, in turn, went on YouTube because he grew up in the hood and he saw the guys in the street counting their hundreds. So he went on YouTube and counted $50,000 in hundreds and said, I made it legal in tech. So that's not just .com. That is still a real estate game. You know, .io, .org, .us. There's a lot of ways to be able to buy real estate and be able to leverage your domains because there are other generic domains outside of .com now.
Okay, that's a really good point. And, you know, that actually leads me to another point we were speaking about last week, and that's trademark your ideas, everybody, because someone can come and coach your.com, and then you owe them $50,000. So trademark your brand, incorporate your brand once you know the name. But that's another way to get depends on how you view it.
It's great. I'm telling you, we are in the wild, wild west, so to speak. Everybody's a free agent. And being a free agent, you have access to information. You have in your computer and your phone more information than the president of the United States had in 1990. So being able to have access, creativity becomes an economic indicator. How do you aggregate information out here and be able to monetize it? And being an entrepreneur, you know that you may have one idea, but you're going to pivot. Again, here's another example. Part of our platform is called Prison Tech. These are guys who've gone to prison, but they've come out and started their own technology firms. This one guy started a company called Gun Bail because he wanted to get guns off the street because illegal guns stay on the street much longer than legal guns. Well, the app was nice, but he was challenging the court systems and things of that nature, and so he had to pivot. Amazon caught hold of what he was doing and said, we're going to work with you. They loved the story. So now they gave him engineers, and he's created a COVID-19 platform application. And so now he's pivoted. He's testing all over the country, contracts with different states and things of that nature, because he was able to pivot and he was able to joint venture. You don't have to know it all. Have smart people around you. I have a little young guy who was just on CBS this past week. He's one of my mentees out of Chicago. Just turned 16 years old. He teaches coding. Across the country, he has 300 students teaching them coding. He's 16. And so we got to be able, one, embrace the youth, two, look at the trends in technology and things of that nature, and joint venture. Find you a partner. Believe me, large corporations are always looking for young, smart ideas. No one has all the ideas all the time. People at Google and other technology companies, 20% of their paycheck is creating. They say, just go in the corner and create and think. And so they're always looking for ideas. That's how we move our agenda forward.
I love it. I think that it's true. Trying to step up and not give up, even when you feel discouraged. You know, people who didn't get approved for the loan, didn't get their stimulus check, are doing it on their own. What, like, credit hacks? Do you have any credit tips on how to get a credit card for their business, how to get a little capital right now? How to pitch people for money. What do you help that?
Again, there are many free resources out here. One of the best resources that every city has is SCORE. And SCORE is the Society of Retired Executives. These are guys who've done real well in corporate America, and they still want to help. So it's free. It's in every city. You can go and sign up to be helped from that perspective. under the SBA, because they've been given, of course, they've been given a stimulus money. They have programs at their centers all across the country. All these things are free. There are many co-working spaces, which I love. I advocate WeWorks and all other kind of co-working spaces, because you're able to talk to other startups and small businesses that are just like you. So, again, there's so many free resources out here for small businesses, but you got to do the work. You got to do the homework and just Google it and go talk to people. And I guarantee you, you'll connect with people and be able to move your agenda. Every time I go to a city and set up my program, I go to the co-working spaces and they bring me all kinds of businesses. And that's how I really correlate and grow my business as a consultant, because I always connect with the co-working spaces in every city I go to.
Okay, good. Yes, core.org, I think, is what you're referring to, and then sba.com.
Yes, yes.
Before you leave, we still have a few minutes. Go ahead and plug where people can find you if they want a consultant, or they want to book you, or they want to hire you.
Great, great. Well, my email address is drfinance7, D-R-F-I-N-A-N-C-E, the number 7 at AOL. My website is www.global1000.us, global1000.us. Instagram is lance.doctor, lance.doctor. You can find me all over. You can just Google my name, Dr. Lance McCarthy, and you'll find me. But again, you can get me my email directly, drfinance7 at AOL.com, and I'll be able to help small businesses, large businesses. We have clients all around the world.
What about your book? Tell us about your book.
Yes, the book is Wall Street to the Hood. It's on Amazon. It's blueprint to economic freedom all across the country. I cover everything from finance and technology to art, nonprofit, all kinds of things. It's a very good read, really easy to read, 10 chapters. Again, Wall Street to the Hood, you can get on Amazon.
How are you feeling about the racial conversation and the shift? What advice would you give people that feel discouraged?
We know that we live in an unjust society. But more recently, I've seen so much more happening than I've ever seen before. Matter of fact, I've been asked to join the Justice for All Foundation, which is going to assist individuals whose families have either been murdered by police, etc. And we're going to do the same kind of economic development for those families across the street. So I just really believe that this is an opportune time in history. We can't write the past, but we sure can help the future by looking at economic solutions. I tell people you can never solve economic problems with social solutions. The first sentence of my book, if you don't understand capitalism, you're a foreigner in your own country. Learn the language. Once you learn the language of business, you're able to be prosperous.
And that's true. You want to operate within the laws and the laws, way that the country moves. Speaking of that, what is your case for reparations? That's a lot of capital that Black entrepreneurs can use to grow. How can we have that conversation where it's the right pocket?
Yes, we can have that conversation. Again, when you look at an economic plan, slavery was an economic plan. People made prosperity based on having individuals as slaves. Just as we did the stimulus for COVID-19, we can do a stimulus in reference to reparations. That's not a give me. It is a stimulus to stimulate the economy, getting people work. If you allow people to be as productive as they can, everyone benefits. That's how you address crime. That's how you address low education, when you're putting wealth into people's hands, and it can be done as a platform of reparations the same way it was done for COVID. We can pass any law we want to incentivize and to regulate and to assist. It doesn't solve problems, it incentivizes. And that's what government position is, and we should be able to do that in the Black culture across this country.
I love that. And you know, I've taken a history class and a legal class online in real time. So I'm watching all this stuff happen in our country, and I'm being reminded of where we've been. So it's a really interesting conversation, Dr. Lance. You speak about like cotton wealth and railroad and tobacco.
Yes.
And the natives and the Black Americans help build that, and why that's so important, and how that kept the economy going, especially post Civil War, and why we're doing those dollars.
Yes, again, it's been shown over and over again when you stimulate the economy, when you stimulate those who don't have and they're able to have, they're going to help grow the economy. It's very simple. Incentivize, regulate, assist those, and make it just, because when you have a more productive society, everyone wins. It's not just for one sector. It allows everyone to win. We've just seen that in history, and it's time for African Americans to benefit from all the hard work that we've done in building this country.
Well, where can people find you? Do you have anything set up for the end of the year or next year? Like, are you playing it by ear like everyone else? Or
yeah, it's been webinars. You know, I typically, before COVID, I was speaking somewhere once or twice a week all around the country. But again, they can contact me. I'm doing webinars on COVID, economic development. I guess when the COVID dies down, I still get back into lecturing around the country, but have a wealth of knowledge and I have a wealth of network. Want to help as many people as possible understand the economics of our system. And I love helping small businesses grow.
Well, we're really happy to have fun. And you're part of the pandemic cost. So we're going to be that going after we get out of quarantine. Yes. What are we missing? I feel like we have 4 minutes and there's a couple more things to do.
We've covered a lot. It's two particular sectors that I think that always should be talked about, particularly in reference to rebuilding our country and economic development. The first is the church. The church has been an economic platform for years, and it touches so many people across the country. Every church needs to create an economic development agenda, a business plan, because you have ideas, you have quality people on the pews. They just have not been taught to bring those to the kingdom. If you look at the Mormon church, business is a part of their doctrine. We can adopt existing models out here. The Catholic Church, of course, is a major institution around the country. The minority and African-American churches really need to look at creating economic development plans. And if the pastor doesn't do it, bring one of the startups in and help them. We have to integrate business and faith in order to move the agenda forward. And the government saw that by allowing churches to be a part of the stimulus plan. And second, of course, is our great celebrities and our athletes. We look up to them, and that's cool, but we have to have more of them doing business development. And some of them are starting to do that too. You know, you saw, of course, with the traditional mechanisms of Michael Jordan, things of that nature, but you've seen some of the other ones too. Carmelo Anthony, of course, rest his soul, Kobe Bryant, who had technology investment funds, who was trying to help stimulate the economy. It's great to have golf tournaments, and it's great to have chicken giveaways, but if you have the celebrities and the athletes and the churches putting together economic development plans, I guarantee you we'll be able to help turn this country around. People have ideas, they just don't know where to take them, and those platforms can make that happen.
All beautiful. Did you hear about Blackout 2020 being a success?
Say it again.
Did you hear about Blackout 2020 being a success?
Yes, 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 yes. I have friends in the restaurant business, and they told me, one in Chicago and five other states, that they made more money on Blackout Day than any other day of the year. So it shows you, with an economic plan, we can prosper. And so I advocate, I think it's great, I think we need to do it more often, but I have quantifiable data. And some restaurants in Chicago, they were open 30 years, they made more money on that day than any other day in history. So with an economic plan,
yeah,
we can solve things.
I love it, Dr. Lance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
See you soon.
All righty. We're looking like twins.
I know.
All righty.
All right, dear. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. That was Dr. Lance. Check him out. There he is again. Check him out. Find him on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can find him. He's everywhere. And reach out if you're a small business and you need a global economic advisor. Well, he's an economist, so, you know, holler at Dr. Lance. And we've got a power-packed show. I think we've got Christina next, our Southern Belle badass, back again to give us some updates. She's one of the few people I know that's actually read the stimulus packages. So, Christina, are you on the line?
I am. How are you?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm
working
good.
On this fine Sunday.
I mean, I'm, you know, a little bit tired because I've been running around for this documentary that you know about. You know what we're up to. So we're in 7th city. This is our 7th city. By the way, I'll plug that right now, you guys. If you are interested in being featured in our documentary about the pandemic, if you've been affected by COVID-19, we're looking for all perspectives. If you've lost someone, unfortunately, if you've survived, if you know someone, small business owner, you can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's just Cap, like Capricorn and Aquarius. media@gmail.com or DM me on the Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram. Without further ado, we have Christina Biddle, Charpentier Biddle, and you've got money updates for us, right?
Yes. Needless to say, after yesterday, my phone has been blowing up. It has just been one train wreck after another. But yes, I have some updates. If you're ready, I can go ahead and do it.
Yeah. As it updates, yeah. Go ahead. We're all ears.
First of all, I want to throw in, I'm Christina Biddle. I own Premier Accounting in Biscoe, North Carolina and Birmingham, Alabama. I can be reached. Bless you.
Thank you.
I can be reached at area code 910-571-1092. You can call or text. I have a website, www.premierabc1.com. That will give you any other means to get a hold of me that you need. I have been doing this for 20 plus years, and I might add that the last 3.5 years have been the most eventful and that I have ever experienced. Yesterday, let's start with what he did yesterday. First of all, okay, let me backtrack. Yep. So the federal portion of unemployment ended, okay? But I hope people are still going and recertifying because your state portion did not end. You can still get the state portion of it, not the federal. So just to let people know, just because the $600 is not there, that doesn't mean that unemployment's gone. That just means that the big chunk of it's gone. Yep. Now, as of yesterday, there were a couple or few executive orders that were written and signed. Now, I want to say this to begin with. These are currently being challenged, of course, immediately after he opened his mouth yesterday. Garfunkel's son, I'm sorry. Because the president does not have power of the purse. And with a lot of decisions and the executive orders that he issued yesterday, he is assuming control that he is not afforded by the Constitution. The power of the purse comes under Congress. So everything that he did yesterday is pending. But I want to go through everything and how it will affect small businesses and the individual employees as well. Okay?
Great.
All right. So, first of all, stimulus checks. Stimulus checks were not part of his package and his executive orders yesterday. So, there are no stimulus checks to report right now. But now, if the talks resume like they're supposed to tomorrow, then possibly if they're successful, then the Treasury Secretary said that he is ready to print the checks within the next week. But that all hinges on Congress coming up with something this week. Now, it is roughly likely.
Two, right?
Yes, this would be check number two. Now, the IRS is probably going to handle it the same way that they did last time because now they've got their system up and running. And a lot of people have sent in their banking information, corrected necessary things, And if people had not filed their taxes, then this has given them ample time to have filed a tax return.
Right.
So the way it will go, if there is one, the first round will go to people who have actually filed 2018 or 2019 tax return. The second round will go to Social Security beneficiaries or Social Security recipients. And then the third round are your paper checks and your debit cards. But anyway, if anything gets passed, it's going to be probably September before it's acted upon. People, I want to stress this. I have looked at some reasons on why your stimulus checks have been late or could be late. And I ran across a couple of things here that I wanted to bring out. And it was very disheartening and frankly just rightly pissed me off.
Oh, okay.
So there was a study done by the Urban Institute in reference to the last round of stimulus checks, who received them, how quickly they received them and everything. So, and I'm going to read verbatim what was on the website. People's banking status, whether they have banks, don't have banks, their accounts are in good standing or not, that has affected how payments were, the efficiency and how fast they were received. But disproportionately impacting Black Americans and people of color. White people whose incomes were above the poverty line were more likely to have received the checks by the end of May, more so than people who were Black, Hispanic, or below poverty level. And I'm going to say this because I noticed this. I said something to my boyfriend. I said something to my office manager. I said, this is not right. We have our Black clientele and our Hispanic clientele. They're getting pushed back because, you know, everybody was calling saying, hey, I didn't get mine. And then all of a sudden they call and say, hey, I got it. Well,
okay. We froze a little. Are you there?
And there have been more mistakes.
Oh, can you stay? You froze a little, Christina.
But that is a study that was done.
You froze a little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, we have a frozen Christina here, but go ahead.
So,
you're back. Okay. Go back to, you said that some people started getting their checks.
Okay. Everything keeps locking up here. Okay, I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
Let's just keep going here. So, the payroll tax was postponed by the executive order yesterday. Let me restate that. The pay.
Christina, why don't we have you call back in?
Yes, people's payroll checks will go.
Christina, can you hear me?
Okay.
Why don't you disconnect and call right back in so we can reset? Okay. All right. We're going to hold and wait for Christina. She's going to disconnect and then call right back. She's got some really great pointers. And we just want to reset the connection. While she's doing that, I want to tell you guys about a subsidiary of one of my companies. So Capricorius Media is who produces this. We are doing a new launch, soft launch for a company called The Followship Co. And if you are in need of a website, a logo, some online guidance, it will help you get a presence. And it's called The Followship because you want to gain followership online. So you can email us at thefollowshipco@gmail.com or capricoriusmedia@gmail.com for consultation. And we're taking a select few clients right now. But if you need that, I'm available to help you put 20 years of marketing and production media experience to work for you. And while we're holding for Christina, if you haven't already follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Larray, or Capricorius Media, or Monique Larray Stinson, MoniqueLoreStinson. And let's see if Christina is back. Christina, are you back?
I'm here.
All right, here she is. Okay, go for it, sister. You've got 6 minutes. Go ahead and finish where you were.
Okay, so we're talking about the payroll tax. The payroll tax was not cut. It has only been deferred, which means you're accumulating a bill with the IRS. Your payroll checks may be going up, but what you used to pay in Medicare and Social, you're still going to owe. It's just you're accruing a bill. It's only been deferred. Now, I want to stress this. When I get done with everything, I want to give you a scenario of what is possibly going to happen to your tax return at the end of the year. But I want to continue on real quick. The $400 unemployment that was promised. First of all, the states have to accept help. And if they don't, then of course they will not participate in the additional $400. But here's the thing about it. We don't know if this is legal, what he has done, because like I said, he assumed power of the purse. And, but the one bad thing, well, one of the bad things that is just so upfront is the fact that the $400 is not going to be completely paid by the federal government. Only $3 is going to be paid by the federal government, and $100 has to come from the state. And it is my understanding that many states have already appealed to the Treasury Department in reference to their money issues that they're having due to the coronavirus. They're already strapped for cash, and they can't afford the additional $100 per week. So there are also many signs that a lot of governors will not sign on to this expanded unemployment. Now, this expanded unemployment is supposed to last through D6 of this year or until the funds run out. But who knows when the money could possibly even come through if it does.
Okay.
I like to talk about the evictions as well. In his executive orders yesterday, he did not extend the ban on evictions. So evictions still stand at this point, and nor did he, in his executive order, nor did he allow any additional income for your landlords.
Okay.
So they're left holding the bag right now, and they can't afford to continue to carry people when their mortgages are not being able to be met on the rental property. I did read some statistics, and it said that there could possibly be anywhere from 30 to 40 million renters at risk of eviction in the next coming months. And as it stands right now, landlords cannot start evicting people until August the 24th.
Okay.
Now, student loans have been completely deferred until December 31st of 2020.
That's good news.
Beyond that, that is some good news. They are not accruing any interest, thank goodness. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, it is unclear of when any of this financial aid will even make it to the unemployed or the small business owners, because no clear channels. This was very erratic and impromptu yesterday. So the powers that be that actually can make this happen were not informed. So therefore, now here they are caught with their britches down again.
Yeah. Just to be clear, listeners and viewers, there's three branches of government, as we know, and the Congress has to pass the money. And that's what keeps our power in balance, you know, the scales. And that's what keeps us a democracy, a free country, and avoids one branch of power wreaking havoc over the other. So that's
the balance.
Yes. And so, Christina, we have one more minute. What do you want to leave us with? And we'll have you back here in the next couple weeks.
I want to tell people what's getting ready to happen to their tax refunds. Number one, and this is quick, so I'm going to have to throw it in. Unemployment is not considered earned income. So therefore, You will not get any earned income tax credit money on your tax return, which we know is roughly $3,600 for one child and about $60-some hundred for two and more children. Unemployment is not considered earned income. So unless you had a job in 2020, you won't qualify for the child tax credit or the earned income tax credit. And the thing about it is what you do receive is based on the income you bring in. So if you bring in too little, say I did a fake tax return a little while ago based on, say I made $6,500 in W-2 for the whole year 2020 and the rest of my money was unemployment. With two children, my refund would only be $1,800.
Oh, wow. All right, Christina, I'm sorry to cut you off. Where can we find you one more time? And she's nationwide, and she'll answer her phone, you know, many different hours. Go ahead.
Christina Biddle, Premier Accounting, located in Biscoe, North Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama, and worldwide on the web at premierabc1.com, or I can be text at 910-571-1092. And y'all stay safe and stay well.
Thanks, love. That's our Southern Belle badass. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye, love. All right, you guys, we have a new guest, Toyicha Chisholm. I hope I said her name right. She should be coming on right now. Are you there, love? Well, we'll give her a minute to reboot. Thank you for watching The Startup with Monique LaRae. We've got one more guest today. If you're not following us already, please go to Instagram and follow me on The Startup.
She's on my host. Said her name right. She's coming on right now.
Hi, how are you? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Look at that hair. You look absolutely gorgeous. For our viewers, tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Toyicha Chisholm, a financial guru from my company, Set Free Tax and Professional Services at setfreetaxpro.com. I'm here to give you information to help you win, thrive, and survive from taxes to SBA information, business info. I'm here to serve the community as I have for years, 18 years in the game.
Well, you look amazing. I don't know about 18. You're only 21. I don't know how that worked out, but I love it.
Next month.
Yes, you look amazing. So listen, we're going to have you back for sure. We have a few, just a handful of moments. Give people some info, if you could, about what they could be doing with their money and how you could help them get there.
Hey, well, absolutely. You know, right now, the sign of the times are online businesses. Okay, so many brick and mortars have gone down, unfortunately, due to the pandemic. You know, just as the business professional just had mentioned, I mean, our financial environment right now is in complete uproar. It's like a three-ring circus, and dealing with politicians and getting these stimuli passed. So right now, brick and mortars, I believe, you know, are slowly, slowly deteriorating. So I say to those, you know, think of an idea for an online business. There are so many opportunities for drop shipping. Do something that you love. If you love purses, sell purses. If you love selling shoes, sell shoes. If you are creative and you make candles and incense and perfumes, like anything that it is that excites you, that people need, they want it. People are on Amazon.com consistently clicking, clicking, clicking. Hey, you can make money in your sleep. And I'm telling you, because I am actually a person who has had online businesses ever since 2004. And I can tell you how to create them, how to market them, and create those websites in order to get the results that you need. Also, Forex, stocks, cryptocurrency. You know, some people think that, you know, it's fake and, oh, no, it's not real. People aren't making money doing that. Yes, they are. And if you go to my website, setfreetaxpro.com, I give you free free information when you click on the link of stock trading Forex and cryptocurrency on how you can make your first trades. I am so serious about people winning. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. Stop waiting on stimulus checks. You won't even think about any of those things once you get into the game with the knowledge of finance in these areas.
Nice. I love your fervor. I love your passion. It comes, jumps out of the screen. Set Free is the best name ever. Hell, if you can't get set free with Set Free, you know, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Power's the name. And I love that you're saying don't live paycheck, stimulus. People want that. They want that freedom now and they want to go, you know, now it's time to spend time with family, get on the road to a vacation and not worry about those things. Give us your phone number, your email direct, so people can reach out and have you, you know, connect with you for their for your services.
Yes, absolutely. My phone number is 562-646-6185. It's always faster to text rather than to call, because sometimes the lines do get jammed with phone calls. And I personally answer the phone because I want the personal touch. No matter how many phone calls come in, I want to speak to you personally about what your needs are and how I can assist you achieve your goals. My personal email is setfreetax@gmail.com. And remember, my website is setfreetaxpro.com.
Beautiful, Ms. Chisholm. Thank you so much for your time on a Sunday. We're going to definitely have you back. You're a powerhouse and a beautiful addition to the startup. Okay. And you guys, as I always ask on Sundays at 4 o'clock, what will you start up today? I'll see you guys next week. Be safe, be kind to each other, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you. Many blessings.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.